KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new front opening in a trade war as President Trump announced 25% tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum.
The American Iron and Steel Institute praising what they say is President Trump's continued commitment to a strong American steel industry. But experts are warning that these tariffs could drive up prices for American consumers.
That's ABC's Mary Bruce. The president in the Oval Office Monday also said Israel should end the ceasefire with Hamas if Hamas does not release all hostages by the weekend. He signed an executive order ordering the release of more documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The FBI now says it's discovered 2,400 additional documents that have been previously unrecognized related to the Kennedy assassination. The Justice Department's ordered federal prosecutors in New York to drop their corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, saying it would hamper him from helping in immigration crackdowns. This is ABC News. One person was killed. Several more were hurt after a Learjet owned by Motley Crue lead singer Vince Neil crashed during landing in Arizona. The jet skidded out of control, hitting another private plane. TMZ says Neil was not on the plane, but his girlfriend was. She suffered several broken ribs. Gas prices are on the rise.
Across the country, gas prices are rising. The Energy Department reports regular unleaded is up about 5 cents in the past week to a nationwide average of $3.13 a gallon, but that it's typical at this time of the year, gas prices begin rising. In fact, regular unleaded is 6 cents less today than it was a year ago at this time. Analysts say the reasons for the annual rise link back to seasonal demand, refinery maintenance, and the beginning of work to switch back over to summer blends of gas. Alex Stone, ABC News.
They found Jaws swimming through the waters off Florida. Researchers say it's the largest great white shark ever tagged, 14 feet long, 1,600 pounds. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephon Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough. And then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves, getting threes off, second opportunities. And then, obviously, the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today. So you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A dog is supposedly a man's best friend, but in the movie Dogman, they are one and the same. The film, about a canine police officer and his human handler who become one following surgery after being injured on the job, is number one at the box office for a second week in a row. The family-friendly canine caper pulled in almost $14 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, bringing its two-week total to $54 million. Two newcomers filled spots number two and three from last weekend. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes opened in second place with a weekend weekend haul of $8.5 million, and it was Universal's action comedy Love Hurts that came in third place with $5.8 million. Mufasa the Lion King is showing serious resilience, finishing at number 4 with just under $4 million in its eighth week of release, and with domestic totals now at $235 million. Finishing out the top 5 is the horror sci-fi comedy Companion, which brought in $3 million in its second week in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5, and it's fairly light, but it's enough to keep that wind chill around 0 most of the day. Tonight, 2 above. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch or two through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many areas in Milwaukee are considered a food desert. That's why there's the mobile market. You'll find out how you can use it yourself. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 2, Mino and the Mayor, 9 degrees in Green Bay, 10 in Appleton, 9 in Oshkosh. We're going to be in Oshkosh on Thursday doing our show from downtown, which is something we always enjoy.
You bet.
Got some texts here. Jim, next time you lose your gambling slips, check your linens cedar case.
That would have been, if I kept looking like you do,
yep.
I would have.
Got another one, Jim. Keep those gambling slips in the linens drawer. Also, okay. Another text here. I bet Jim also has an Ascot drawer.
No, I do not.
I bet you do. We're here with Sarah Van Wagner and Dr. Abby Huntley, the Wellness Command Post, which is something very cool. Just in talking here in a few minutes, this is really cool. Introduce yourselves and give yourselves a little intro, if you don't mind.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm a military Army spouse, and almost all of my family members have been military.
Wow.
So when I moved back to Green Bay and noticed some of the things that we were not doing to support our military and first responders, I organized a team, and together our powers combined, the Wellness Command Post has been born.
Great.
I'm Sarah. Thank you for having me. I also come from a long line of military family. My dad is a veteran himself, and sometimes it's difficult to see him struggle.
Yeah.
So we're here. We want to help everybody, and we want to support everybody in being their best self.
Why you're here.
I think that's great. And that Wellness Command Post, we've been talking military. You're both military, very involved spouses, and served our country. But it's mental wellness for everyday heroes, which goes... Look, talk a little bit. It goes beyond the
which
military.
Which is unseen sometimes. Oh. So I think it's great what you guys are doing.
So do I.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's military, veterans, first responders. So that goes fire, police, dispatch, ER doctors, right? Because they're the front lines, EMTs, and their support people. And I think that's really
and
the
corrections. Yeah. People don't talk about corrections.
And corrections. And that's, I think the big piece is we're trying to come from a well-rounded, like, circle around them. There's a lot of times that you can find EAP support or the VA support for the individual, but being able to support their support people, that is maybe not their family member. It may be their neighbor.
So how does that work then? Is it group therapy? You say it's really not, or is it one-on-one? Tell me how,
they don't take you to like a rainforest restaurant and then do stuff when the lightning's thunder's going to, and traumatize the person every time they hear lightning or thunder for us their lives. Right?
If we had one, that's a great idea.
All right, rainforest cafe.
So you're not like Jim, so let's go from there.
I think that one of the biggest things is we are not inside the box. You are not necessarily going to walk into an office and I'm going to have a clipboard and be writing things down.
In a white coat?
Yeah, absolutely not. That sounds horrible. It's really outside of the box. So we have archery. We use horses. We go hiking. We go do projects, but we do have like smart recovery groups. We have breathing and coping skill coaching groups.
Okay, I got to talk about one thing on here. I've got a buddy who would be 10 years ago, would have been the last person in the world that would ever do yoga. In the world.
Mm-hmm.
He can't miss a day, basically, of doing yoga. He said it has done more for him mentally and physically than he ever thought humanly possible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because Jim and I are planning on trying chair yoga.
Love it.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
We've been talking about it for a year and a half, go ahead.
We don't have the right chairs, Todd.
Yeah, we have the right chairs.
So okay. Get us the right chairs, Todd. Yeah,
Civic Media needs to. We had a doctor come in here, and she got us yoga mats. And if you go in there, they're still in the cellophane.
Well, we want to keep them in good shape.
The chairs behind you aren't bad options.
Yeah, they're guest chairs.
Yeah.
My apologies.
You know how mom had that one room where you don't sit in those chairs?
You can't go on there?
It's like that. Todd won't let us go.
We could cover them in plastic. Then you can sit on them.
All right. Well, listen, I grew up in an era when you bought a new couch, you kept plastic on it for the first 2 years, okay? All right. I don't want to go back to those days.
No.
But you're laughing really hard.
I love it.
You were in that era too, weren't you?
I remember that, yes. My grandparents had to have it on there.
Absolutely.
That could be part of the whole mental wellness program.
Hey, both of you guys being family members, obviously veterans and different things, give a little bit of your, like, before you got into this, in your minds where you were thinking, you know what we need? You know what this person could need? This one, without maybe wanting to verbalize it completely, but in your minds, because you're experiencing it and you're seeing it. Can you guys relate? Because I think everything that comes from a place really and truly inside of you is what you're going to give your best passion for. Go ahead.
I think
you're a little bit choked up there. You okay?
You're making me nervous.
I know something.
I think for me, it's always, especially being in the mental health field, anytime I say anything to a friend or a family member, it's don't therapize me. Don't therapize me. And it's not. I'm coming from a place of I love the heck out of you.
Concern.
And I may be noticing something that somebody doesn't. You know, like if my husband was a mechanic and my car made a certain noise, I would hope he would call.
And if I could just say this, I'm just saying this from a place of... In one of the books I wrote, it was with this couple, very bad post-traumatic stress on one of the gentlemen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she could see this stuff. And she was experiencing it at night through his dream, all this stuff.
Yep.
And they would go to a therapist and they'd be like, how you doing, Bob? Oh, good. And she wanted to just pull her hair out. So it's like, no, you're not. I see it. The difference between you walking into this room and not. Do you guys deal with that?
We do. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And part of it is because they have their armor.
Yeah.
And there's this image and this stigma that gets broken.
I love what you wear on your shirt. Courage to heal, strength to thrive.
Absolutely. And that's really it, is it takes a lot of vulnerability to admit I'm not okay.
Right. But when you're trained to be the most bad-assed person on the face of the earth, pretty tough to switch gears.
Yep.
Absolutely. So we're trying to reframe this, that vulnerability is actually strength. To admit your faults gives you more power to move forward.
Mm-hmm. And I think society has to be more accepting of mental health. I mean, we've had some psychiatrists on here, and even in the schools. Now, you guys take it a step further, but these kids grew up, some of these people maybe grew up with if you're going there, you've got issues. And you really don't. I mean, we spend so much money and time on our physical health, and why we can't check our brain health too, I don't know. But I think we're getting better at it. And I think that's great that because that trauma can really affect your physical health.
Oh, yes.
Sleeping patterns, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're dealing with some of these things, and some of it on a day-to-day or something you just... You know, you need to talk to somebody about it. And maybe you're not comfortable talking to your friends.
Yeah.
Go ahead, jump in.
I just think that we're all on the journey towards our best self. And sometimes it's okay to ask for help.
It is.
And I want to make that known.
And that's cool. So they can drop in. Is there a cost or a reservation? How does this work? Tell us a little bit about your operation at Command Post.
Sure. Everything that we provide is free of cost to the individual.
Okay.
Of course, we operate mostly off of donations.
You guys, in conjunction with 4th UWA?
Now UWA Wisconsin.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, now they changed the name. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And then we have contracts with like Green Bay PD, Kewaunee County Sheriff's Office, Brown County Sheriff's Office, a lot of local departments that provide these services at no additional cost to help offset our cost.
Right.
But we'll never turn anybody away. Our groups are all free. We have peer mentor coaches that are just, you can text them at any hour of the night, call them at any of the hour of the night. Sarah runs Project Group. She keeps...
I'm the art guru.
Yeah, it's mostly a party, really, actually.
You know what's funny? Or not funny, but I mean, it's, we had some people on this week, too, talking about they help people with physical disabilities. Mm-hmm. And the old days of just going in and doing your one art class or whatever, they get these people involved in so many different ways now.
Right on.
That breaks down some barriers, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about what you try to achieve with this, with what you do.
With different
projects. Because you are literally hands-on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And it's all about, you know, if you want to come and enjoy the company and enjoy the conversation and the laughs and maybe partake in the project. I know tomorrow we're doing pillows and blankets before Valentine's Day, so we can cuddle up together.
Okay.
What time?
They take it to a different level.
I want to talk about the... Just, I think once you go there, you'll come back. But I think it's getting there that could be a little bit of a struggle with some people. Mm-hmm. But how, I just think that's got to be extremely valuable to talk with people who may be in that same field or that same situation. Mm-hmm. And do you, tell me about the group meetings that you have and how you...
The group dynamic is really comfortable.
Right?
I mean, it's welcoming. We want people to come in and feel like they're a part of something. And then take these, say, projects and whatever they, you know, conversations, whatever they get out of coming, I want them to feel better when they leave and use that in their everyday life.
Well, sometimes, and again, we talk a little bit about sometimes people are a little reluctant to come forward,
mm-hmm.
okay, because that stupid kind of stigma that was there. I mean, there's no question about that. But it's also one of those things where I just want to read through some of your, I mean, you guys, okay, we can... Do your club, but some of these other things are pretty wow, wow, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Would you go through some? Because I don't know what they are. I don't know what they mean. So go ahead and read some of those and tell us what they are.
So accelerated resolution therapy, brain spotting, and EMDR are all neuro power therapies. So basically, we are trained to help your brain kind of reprogram and work the way it's supposed to. When we experience stress or trauma, our brain is meant to protect us. And sometimes by doing that, it makes it harder for us to function because it kind of shuts down or doesn't process some of the things. So it kind of kickstarts. The really cool part about all three of those is you don't have to talk about it. I've done ART sessions that I have no idea what the person was working through at all. Any topic, they said that they felt relief, they felt better, they slept better the next few nights. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you tell me about it, you don't tell me about it. The goal is for you to walk out feeling better. You know, a general psychotherapy, animal assisted therapy. So we use horses, dogs. They're just great conduits. Horses, they can, you know, mirror your emotion. And we can work on a lot of body language and what we're bringing to the table because the horse is going to hold you so accountable.
I've heard that so often now about horses.
Yes.
Equine therapy or something they call it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. My horses hold me very accountable. When I am being not my best self, they put me in check. And
we've seen wonderful things happen from it. I mean, even people that come in and they're, you know, they're, have a fear of horses,
which I do. I'll be honest, I'd struggle.
Hey,
you know
what's to change that?
You know what's great? It's not one size fits. It's not one box. You guys have so many different ways.
Right.
We want to talk more about this because I know I've got some people listening who I hope they're listening.
You should stop in. I mean, this is a great service here, and we got to get the word out. This is important stuff.
How long did it take you to get your ink?
About years.
Years? That's pretty impressive. That's awesome. We got to take a quick break. Sarah and Dr. Abby, back after this. All the guys on the corner stand back and better walk on by.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this?
Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Modern the Mayor here on Tuesday morning. Sarah Van Wagner, Dr. Abby Huntley, the Wellness Command Post. Very, very cool organization, helping not just veterans, but once again, first responder, corrections people, EMT, all these different people that deal with a lot of trauma, a lot of stress, and you people are there to kind of be a little conduit to just getting their minds in a better place. And go ahead, Jim, read some of those other things they got there.
Before the break, we were talking about the therapy services, right? The psychotherapy, they talked about the animal sound therapy. But let's get into some of the other things that you offer that are therapeutic, but more of a hands-on.
I think those are our favorite ones by far. And we have retreats throughout the year. We have 3 2-day retreats every year, and that's where you can kind of come and try out all the different things. So we have archery, clay art, woodworking, smart recovery, which is addiction based. We have that every Monday. Mindfulness hikes. We have the peer support, again, the retreats, and then we do trainings and workshops and things like that. But, you know, the archery, the yoga, the hands-on, like hanging
out. What is it about yoga awesome. That has seems like such an amazing thing?
I mean, you're
relaxes your body and mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's control your mind, right? Yeah. Like quiet the noise. And I think that's the big piece. And then simultaneously you're stretching and getting all of the, you know, pent up tension and toxins out of your body. And actually, you know, you were kind of talking about how, you know, you guys have been short-term goaling, long-term goaling yoga. But really the big way that I get people into yoga is through archery. You're doing the same thing. If you think about it, if you are pulling up your bow and you're bringing it back and you're aiming and you have to clear your mind and focus down range and release
your breath
and drop and breath work, you're doing yoga.
Wow. I never...
Secrets revealed.
I guess.
Yeah. Now you guys know my secret. Yeah. When I walk into a room and say, hey, let's do yoga, they're like, no.
But hey, let's do archery.
Let's sling some arrows and see who gets closest to the center.
That is fascinating.
Yoga, though, is I've done that only because I have daughters who make me do that. But it really, your mind, it really does relax you. And it's like, it's the word I'm looking for. You're uncomfortable when you start it. Your yoga instructors are, you don't make us all do the same thing. You know, it's just, you know what I mean? And I would encourage that. That's my point.
Something's going back to my days of like college or whatever with these books. Does this kind of go back to the Zen of like automobile repair and whatever, where it's like find something that would really put your mind in a good place? It almost sounds like something like that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The Zen of you.
Yes.
You know,
that's cool. That's very interesting.
Who's the guy he coached the Bulls and then he went to LA? He was big in that.
Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
Huge
into that
huge
Zen meditation stuff.
Let me ask you something else. So do you guys ever get this? Because I got a good buddy. He went to a facility for a couple of months. He sat in every meeting and didn't say a word for 2 months. didn't say a word for 2 months. Is this that same type of thing, or do you guys try to be a little bit more, I don't want to say aggressive, but a little bit more, come on,
we're a little more hands-on.
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think we're a little more direct and straightforward.
We want you to open up, and we want you to feel comfortable, but if you don't want to say anything.
I could see her sitting back a little bit. I could see you being, all right, let's go. Let's get this. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think we're about the same.
Okay.
I would say.
All right.
I think I'm quicker to call people out one-on-one.
Okay.
You know, if you're sitting with me and you're dancing around the topic, like, stop wasting our time.
Okay.
Like, why?
Excellent.
Like, you trusted me to walk in the room. Trust me to guide you through this. Yep. Let's go.
You guys cut through the BS.
Yeah, why? Like, you came this far. You don't want to spend the next 6 months, you know, maybe feeling slightly better. Let's kick this into gear. You've dealt with it long enough. Let's get over it.
Yes. Love it.
Forward.
So this is on, tell me about how someone, their first step. I mean, you obviously have a clientele right now, and you you contracted with a Green Bay Police Department, so you're like their resource when it comes to mental health awareness. So those are groups, but what about the individual? Do they tell me more about you're a bricks and mortar place, you're on Main Street, 1234 Main, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How does it work? I know someone who I think could use your services. Like, what's next?
Yeah, so great they can point. Check out our social media, our website, and
they can give me a call.
Yeah, they can give Sarah a call. Sarah answers the phone and answers the emails.
Perfect.
And set something up, or just show up to Bo and Joe on Wednesday mornings at Hunter's Edge, or Project Group at 1234 Main tomorrow night.
Every second Wednesday and fourth Wednesday of the month, we have Project Group from 5 to 8.
What would 1234 be next to on Main Street? Seems like that should be a real prominent place.
So, 1234 is across from Cock and Bull.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Perfect.
It's the old fish refrigeration place.
Awesome.
We're on the third floor.
And this, there's 920-278-9328.
You got it.
278-9328.
You got it.
Beautiful.
So check out the website, because this is, I'm a big advocate for more awareness and of mental health, and I do think we need that, and I think people need to talk about it, not be embarrassed about it, and really say, like, hey, this is, like, everybody says, well, I want to join this health club, or I went to the doctor, and I'm taking this now, or I bought this piece of equipment, but nobody talks about their mental health, which is equally, probably more important, quite honestly, especially as we age, you want to age with socialization and keeping your mind
going. Egos.
Absolutely.
Right. But I think what's good about this is, first of all, there's a whole lot of people like you. You also, that group therapy, I think that's very healthy. I happen to think group therapy is a good thing, but you also have the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But just to be with people who are in that same kind of field, I think sometimes people feel so alone, and it's like there's a whole lot of people that tell me the same thing you just told me.
Well, and the beauty about our group stuff is that it's not like sit around and talk about your problems. Like, you can really just be there to be support. And I think in general, people think if someone is struggling, I have to know the right thing to say. That's a lie. Mostly it's just be present.
Yeah.
That person doesn't want to be
come
alone.
And be you.
Yeah.
Be who
just,
you are.
Just sit and share space.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing. You have a bad day. I don't necessarily want to talk about it, but I don't want to be alone either.
That's so awesome. Cause it's even something that we were talking about. We're joking around, but not about that. But in general, have you ever been through a job interview and people are writing things down as you're giving an answer? And that's all you're thinking of now is what are they writing down?
Yeah.
And that puts more stress on you.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good. I think this is great what you're doing. And again, I just think you offer really two things. You got the therapy services, but then the whole wellness services. And tell me about this is all on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give that to me again.
TheWellnessCommandPost.com.
Okay.
And I should say, because the board will kill me if I don't, is we have an 80s prom coming up at the bar on Holmgren.
I was wondering if the disco ball.
Join us.
When is that?
Get your dancing shoes on February 22nd at Holmgren.
222.
Okay, let us know when it's a little bit closer. We want to promote that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You guys are fantastic.
Thanks
you guys
for
are
doing this. Yeah.
Awesome. Sarah Van Wagner, Dr. Abby Huntley, the Wellness Command Post. Please give them a call, ladies and gentlemen, if you know somebody that's struggling along those lines. 920-278-9328. Contact us. We'll give you that number. We'll hook you up. Thank you both so very much.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thanks for your family service, too, and both of you. Back at us.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin potato growers faced a little lower yield in 2024, but that might be a good thing for us. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. That's the word from Brian Lee. He is in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. He said their production last year was down about 25% compared to the massive crop they harvested in 2023. But he says overall, that's not bad.
Storage conditions, you know, quality coming out of the storage right now is really good. But this year we did not have to pile so high because the yields were down. So that keeps the pressure bruising down and everything like that, so which is nice. And that's a good thing to have, too. We like that, no pressure bruising, because then our, you know, when we grade the potatoes, we're throwing out more than we want to, you know. But, yep, so the pressure bruising's down, and everything coming out of storage quality-wise is really good this year for everybody, just because the storage, you know, the amount was down, yields were down.
Brian Lee, in charge of sales and transportation at Oak Gray Family Farms in Plover. Again, yields last year down about 25%, but the quality of the potatoes coming out of storage, excellent.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
Innovation.
The end of harvest, snow-covered fields, and an early morning sunrise. Winter is a good time to evaluate your livestock's health. BioVet loves seeing healthy animals contribute to your farm's profitability. The knowledge and support from our team is here to help you make the difference in the health and productivity on your farm. Help your livestock stay healthy and call 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And if you're looking at a spring beautification project, well, guess what? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources might be able to help. They've announced they've got two-year-old oak seedlings available for purchase. The seedlings are from Wisconsin's Wilson State Nursery and are ready to plant. The seedlings are available because of a high-quality acorn crop they harvested in 2022. Many of the one-year-old seedlings were purchased last year. Others were grown for another year. That means there's a bumper crop of two-year-old seedlings ready to go. You can find details on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com, or the Wisconsin DNR website. That's a look at food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 12 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5, and it's fairly light, but it's enough to keep that wind chill around zero most of the day. Tonight, 2 above. Tomorrow, cloudy with some light snow. We may get an inch or two through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay. B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season, but he also wants to help the athletes win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents. You know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
Learn more about B.J. Hill in our feature profile at WGBW.FM. In 1 week from today, voters will participate in the spring primary election. One race that everyone in the state will be able to weigh in on is the state superintendent of public instruction. Jill Underley, the incumbent, faces challenges from Brittany Kinzer and Jeff Wright. See our stories at WISS.FM for information on the ballots in the Fox Valley. A Kashina man was sentenced to over 9 years in prison for beating his ex-wife and leaving her in a wooded area. 43-year-old John Miller, a member of the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin with 20 prior convictions, was given 115 months in prison for the brutal attack that the judge called horrendous. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, those were two impressive ladies. Sarah Van Wagner, Dr. Abby Huntley, the Wellness Command Post. Folks, if you've got somebody that you think could use just to talk to somebody, and they deal with a little bit of everything. It's not just, it's not just veterans, but I mean, it is everybody that deals with different things in your work, your line of work, where maybe you need a little bit of a break. You need somebody to help you, military, law enforcement, firefighters, dispatch people, corrections, EMS, rescue, all the different people that have some serious stress in their lives. Please give them a call and talk to them because they're more than willing to help every way humanly, physically possible.
Yeah, it's a good organization. It's, you know, they got a bricks and mortar place, 1234 Main Street.
Yep,
and,
right across from the Cock and Bull.
Great website.
Where you used to hang out, wasn't it, back in your days when you used to pound it? Was it the Cocky Boat you used to hang out?
Let's keep mainly moving. Let's keep moving.
I thought it was. No, maybe.
Still does.
Yeah. That is a good place. I do like that. Hey, so this is a good segue.
Yeah, we got a good little theme going here. I like this. Rick Jansen, United States Marine Corps veteran, merchandise coordinator, Balanced Veterans Network, all kinds of things. But two-time deployed in Afghanistan. You know what it was like over there. You know some of the stresses some of the people, men and women, came back with. And you've kind of devoted your life to helping find other ways to help them as well. Welcome. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
I don't want to sound cheesy when people say thanks for your service, but a sincere thank you for putting your ash on the line for whatever you said you'd put your ash on the line for, which is pretty amazing.
Hey, you're worth it.
And I'll tell you one thing, though. People that then came back and want to devote their lives towards helping others instead of saying, you know, oh man, I got my own problems, I don't need to help others. You've battled through all those kind of things, and here you are sitting here right now. Give yourself a little introduction, a little bio, Eric.
Well, like you said, I Eric Jansen, born and raised Ashwaubenon, went to Afghanistan a few times after high school. And coming back, I had a very difficult time integrating back into real life. And with the ladies you just had on right before me, they're talking about the yoga aspect of it, and that has helped veterans find balance in their life in so many different ways. And like we've found that it's not a one-all, cure-all, pill, remedy,
right,
therapy. So we've actually, we created an organization called the Balanced Veterans Network to get veterans together, just talking about how you find balance in life.
Now, what are some of the things that you came back with where you said, I'm not quite sure I'm going to be able to handle this just by myself?
Well, one of the hardest things I did actually coming back wasn't even really anything military related. I was co-owner of Island Sushi for a while. Unfortunately, yeah. I came home one night. My best friend lost his battle with suicide, and I took that very, very hard.
I remember that exactly when it happened, Eric.
So just went on a downward spiral from there. Ended up leaving Wisconsin, moved down to Illinois, got involved with a lot of other veterans that they're using cannabis down there. So I got my medical cannabis card in that state, and then it just kind of led me to doing some research, talking to other veterans, and being like, well, the VA and Western medicine just aren't doing it for me. I've tried every pill. I've tried every therapy that the VA offers, and I'm just not doing any better. So I was actually a couple of years ago able to leave the country and consume ayahuasca in the jungles. And
I think that's interesting because really this is a good segue, but this is a different approach. You know, she talked a lot about group therapy, archery, yoga, you know,
which are great, which are fantastic.
No, I want to say they are great.
I understand. There isn't a one cure.
Right. And you, on the other hand, have found, you've actually written to the president saying, hey, look, this, you guys need to endorse this and tell us about the chemical part of it or the, what do you propose people take? Because you went through an experience not dissimilar, can I say this, to that Aaron Rodgers thing?
It was actually exactly similar. He consumed ayahuasca as well. And it was ironic the day that he came out vocally about it on Aubrey Marcus's podcast. I got the call confirming that I was going to be leaving the country. And it's kind of a funny thing I've learned over the years, like being in Green Bay, living here. Like, luckily, I'm not a prominent figure. My every move isn't ridiculed or judged. Right. People don't know me. And like, thank God I don't have to look at ESPN and them criticize me.
Right.
You're not a good
every
leader.
Talking head there is out there.
So I'm like, what does that do to somebody's mentality? It's something that I don't know. And so a veteran going through something or a civilian going through something, we shouldn't compare traumas or mental health or give somebody a, you know, joke around about it that he's doing drugs outside the country. It's like, no, this is serious healing.
Did you see 60 Minutes a couple weeks ago?
I did.
And I thought that, I found that really interesting. And
I remember you telling me about it. Yeah. I remember exactly what it was.
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because my friend sent me that video, and that was the exact retreat I went to in Mexico.
Oh, did you?
The same exact doctor. The same exact shamans, the same facilitators, and even the president, Jesse Gold, was there. I shared Capitol Hill with him a few times.
Okay, so talk us through that. I mean, so you went there and they tried, would you call it experimental or is it an experimental drug or what did you do there? Tell us about experience.
Tell us about the actual drug then too.
Okay, so the weird thing with ayahuasca is there is one plant in the world that contains a monoamine oxidase inhibitor that allows DMT, the drug DMT, to be orally ingestible.
Okay, so you just lost me completely, but
it's difficult.
Here we go.
You can take it in your mouth.
It's an indigenous practice that's been around for thousands of years. And with veterans and a lot of other people dealing with mental health issues, they've heard that sitting in another country with this medicine internally, you're faced with a lot of your problems that you need to realize how to get past. It's not like a little pill or something that you're tricking yourself for a few hours. This is really sitting internally and healing.
Wow.
And I don't want to overemphasize it, but you kind of go through, not convulsions, but you go through some physical things as well,
mm-hmm.
not just mental. I mean, there are some physical things. Did that happen to you and you got back to a place you didn't want to be and dealt with it? And did you come out the other side feeling I'm good?
I love telling the story. I wish I had more time to go through it all, but after I came back, I was finally able to move forward with my life and quit being held back by my past. Being able to forgive a lot of people, apologize to endless amounts. And all I wanted to do my last ceremony was just give my mother a hug and thank her for my life and apologize for all the bad I've done, whether I meant to or not. I've hurt people along the way. And it's healing is not meant to be an easy process, but it's been better for me.
And this does what? This opens up your mind a little bit more, or the actual taking of the substance?
Yes. Okay. So it is a psychedelic brew. So you do drink it, and after about an hour, you're under the effects. And it's very facilitated, I would tell you that. Because for each veteran that I went with, for each two veterans, there was one facilitator.
Right.
Because there's a lot you have to
watch or just observe. Well,
yeah, watch
and I just want to reset this. Todd put it right. We're good. Eric, reset this. Eric Jansen, United States Marine Corps veteran, merchandise coordinator, Balanced Veterans Network. What's the name of the brew again?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
So what Eric did was really struggling when he got back from two tours and tried a number of things and went to this ayahuasca
clinic?
Camp.
What's
clinic? What's
retreat?
Clinic. Yeah. Retreat.
Yeah.
Ayahuasca retreat in Mexico. That's not legal here in the United States, although I got a letter you gave me to the president signed by what, 50, 60?
60 congressional members.
Yeah.
I mean, try to make it legal in the United States?
That was in regards to MDMA with assisted therapy. The FDA voted to reschedule that in August. Unfortunately, not in our favor, but there's a lot of different remedies that veterans should at least have the ability to access. One of the great things with the VA right now is there was, with ketamine being scheduled 3, VAs are able to offer ketamine-assisted therapy, mm-hmm. and that's the same kind of thing. The assisted therapy part is you have one person that's administrating the medicine, giving it to you, and then there's another facilitator there watching over you, so okay. you're not, you know.
But is there a danger?
Well, that's kind of getting a bad rap.
Yeah.
Because of that guy from Friends, right? Isn't that what did him in?
I'm not sure about that. I like...
Matthew Perry?
I like
I didn't know that.
Love focusing on the positive aspects
no,
of it.
No, I get it.
Wasn't that kidding? Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been. But... that's just a great little, I won't say guideline, but a good way to introduce a lot of these other
right
remedies that have been helping, like psilocybin-assisted therapy, MDMA-assisted therapy, ayahuasca-assisted therapy.
I'm going to ask you the most blatant question, okay? And there is no good answer, and I understand that. Why do so many veterans commit suicide? And I'm saying that because I know of 6 personally. How many do you know?
I can't even count now. It's been too many. We've lost at least 5 times the amount we lost on my 2 deployments.
Yeah.
And that's just the guys that we know of. And then, like, so many local people around here.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, we don't need to get into big pharma and all that, but there's definitely.
I just got a text from a vet who works. He says, they lose hope. It's a text I just got.
We do lose hope. And the resources we have, the therapy that's offered through the VA, it's not helping a lot of us. So... I mean, a lot of us just talking amongst each other, how are you finding balance in life? And just like sharing my story, sharing everybody.
And even those, the two wonderful women we had here a few minutes ago, I think they're really, they're kind of the same thing. Yeah. Let's not screw around.
Yeah.
Come on here. Let's get serious. And you have to be aggressive with this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like years ago it was like, you know, how you feeling? Hey, how are you doing? Now it's kind of, okay, let's work on this.
Because for a lot of years, it was very lonely. Like a lot of my family, friends, they didn't understand it. They thought I was going down a dark path with, because all they hear is, oh, he's using mushrooms. He's drinking ayahuasca. I'm like, I'm doing it under therapeutical settings. I'm literally leaving the country.
So what's, okay, the FDA is not the fastest moving, you know, agency in the United States government. None of them are. Do you have fundraisers to send people there, or what's if somebody's like, hey, I've tried everything and I'm still have these demons.
And it might, I hate to say it. I mean, I'm not sure I sound melodramatic, but it could be life or death.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Perfect example. That 60 Minutes documentary, Heroic Hearts Project,
right.
we partner with them. And, I tell a lot of my buddies, go on Heroic Hearts and sign up. It's a selection process.
What's the name of it again, Eric?
Heroic Hearts Project.
Heroic Hearts.
Yep.
Okay.
And that was the group that was featured on the 60 Minutes.
Like 10, 12 people, right? It's a smaller group. I was surprised how small the group was. And it's not forever, right? What are you there for, 4 days?
About a week.
Okay.
And it was actually one of my favorite things about being there was disconnecting from my phone. They don't make you give up your phone, but they suggest that you surrender it.
Well, you are in an unbelievable, I mean, you talk about serenity.
Yeah.
And okay, let me ask you, we're going to send a quick break in a second here, but hold this thought then. Jim and I were talking about something almost at the start of the show about, you know, you'd send somebody to seminars at times with like a Tony Robbins or I forget who some of the other people.
Ziglar, any of those guys, right? They're motivational speakers and, you know. But I think the point Johnny's going to make is that it's so short-term.
Yeah, 3 days later, they're back to themselves. We want to find out exactly.
As if this is long-term. That's what we're going to talk about when we get back.
All right. Very, very interesting guest. Eric Jansen, United States Marine Corps, Merchandise Coordinator, Balance Veterans Network. Very interesting stuff. Stay with us. Right back. Do what you want to do.
This is the talk of Green Bay. WGBW.
You're listening to the American Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. After 22 years as a commissioner and chair of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub was purportedly sacked by President Donald Trump with this terse sentence: "You are hereby removed as a member of the Federal Election Commission, effective immediately." But as with several of Trump's recent actions, it's not legal. Weintraub may have made Trump's enemies list when she and another commissioner issued a statement in 2021 after the FEC's three Democrats and three Republicans deadlocked, subsequently dropping the campaign finance violation complaint resulting from Trump's $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Weintraub and then FEC Chair Shayna Broussard said after the dismissal, "The commission therefore did not have enough votes to pursue well-grounded charges that the former president of the United States knowingly and willfully accepted contributions nearly 5,000% over the legal limit to suppress a negative story mere days before Election Day." The Campaign Legal Center's Trevor Potter, himself a former FEC chair, said in a statement, "In claiming to fire a commissioner of the Federal Election Commission, the president violates the law, the separation of powers, and generations of Supreme Court precedent. As the only agency that regulates the president, Congress intentionally did not grant the president the power to fire FEC commissioners." In a post on X, Weintraub vowed to continue her work on the commission. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, coming your way from Oshkosh and Appleton. We'll be at our Oshkosh studio on Thursday and, of course, in the Civic Media app. We're with Eric Jansen, United States Marine Corps veteran with the Balanced Veterans Network, talking about something really fascinating. I can't say the name again, but go ahead.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Very good. You did that well.
I think this is interesting, and if people haven't seen it, 60 Minutes did a show on helping veterans, because we lose, 22 veterans a day in suicide, and there's just the trauma people have had, and we haven't figured out a way to get through it.
And if I could just jump in on one of those things, Jim, just to back up what those ladies were saying when they were here earlier, Sarah and Dr. Huntley, we keep saying 22 veterans, okay? Add up military, law enforcement, firefighters, dispatch, corrections, EMS, rescue, right, Eric? It'd be more than double.
We definitely have a mental health crisis in this country right now.
Yes. And one of the things that you've tried successfully is, listeners, is what they did in 60 Minutes. You went to Peru, or you got a drug from Peru, only grown in Peru, off actually one vine. So that, boy, talk about Ponce de Leon, right? You know, but you also... you went to this and it worked for you. And this is not dissimilar to what Aaron Rodgers did when he came out of his, I don't know how long his retreat was, but so tell us about the similarity in those two things.
Well, I can't speak for Aaron Rodgers, but for myself, I was able to really, like I was talking about, come to terms with my past and have to accept it and then be able to move forward, coming back into I don't want to say the civilian world, but coming back was one of the hardest things because I learned so much that I'm still having a hard time explaining.
But Eric, we talked about earlier that some people go to these seminars
and retreats
and they come back and they're good for a week or two or three. How long have you been feeling better?
Since I've come back.
Which was over a year?
So I went October in 2022.
Yeah, so look at that. That's awesome, right?
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
But one of the hardest things has been the integration, is just kind of telling people about it, explaining it, because it's so many, ayahuasca, monoamine oxidized inhibitors, all these really weird terms. But it's just having opportunities like this to talk about it, talk to the community, other veterans. I just want every community to find balance.
I want to read this real quick, the letter you wrote to President Biden at the time. In August. We write today to express our sense of urgency to address post-traumatic stress disorder and suicide epidemic among veterans and service members and the grave need for new and better treatment options like MDMA-assisted therapy. As you know, between 17 and 44 veterans take their lives each and every day. Nearly 150 have done so since 9/11, more than 21 times as many American lives lost in war zones over that same time. Post-traumatic stress and suicide have been exponentially more lethal for those who served in uniform than combat. Despite billions of federal dollars spent on addressing PTSD and mental health, the number of veteran lives lost to suicide has not decreased. This is due in part to the fact that the FDA has not approved any new treatments in nearly 25 years. This astounding lack of innovation has undoubtedly contributed to our rising veteran suicide rates over the past two decades. I mean, that talk about put that one in somebody's face. Look at this.
And how is the movement there?
Any traction?
With that vote, the FDA, they didn't completely close the door. They just they called an additional phase three trial study that they're going to be using and revoting this year.
Can you tell us what the arguments are against it?
It's just the FDA is having a very hard time with the assisted therapy part of it, because like if this was just a drug itself for MDMA, it would have been approved in a heartbeat. 86.5% of the phase three trial study members had reduced symptoms of PTSD. 71.2 no longer qualified for a PTSD designation. And why it took so long to vote on.
That's a pretty good scorecard.
Is what I really found out is MDMA with assisted therapy received its FDA breakthrough therapy designation in 2015. It took 9 years to vote on.
Wow.
Well, luckily, Dr. Paul and Cory Booker have the Breakthrough Therapies Act that they're trying to push through, that when something does get that designation, it'll be expedited for the trial process and vote.
You should make another run at it. I don't know politically where people are lining up, but we have a huge change in leadership. I mean, not just the president, but obviously the FDA, and that's going to get approved today probably. And then, of course, you got a new Secretary of Defense, too. So it's going to be interesting to see if that leadership is going to expedite what you're lobbying for.
Yep. And then the next time, whenever Emory University releases their phase three, that's when we'll kind of make the headway again and pressure the FDA to give us another vote.
Eric, for some of the people who, you know, would love to try this, and they say, well, I can't go to Mexico, I don't have whatever. Give me something you can tell, like my good friend just texted, they lost hope. What can you do to help veterans and like an EMS, all these different people, to not lose hope, to let them know there is hope out there, put it that way?
Definitely just join Balanced Veterans Network, www.bvn.vet. We're Balanced Veterans on all the social media handles. But John, I'd love to even just connect with him myself after this.
Great.
Because there are a lot of resources stateside too, a lot of like with the church designations, native land. There are places you can do it stateside. It's just, but for me, I like explaining how disconnecting from America is.
Okay, I'm going to ask you one last quick question. I ask everybody this who's involved with something like this, and whatever. What are some signs? Your roommate did this. I've had people, very close friends, who've done this, never saw a sign. Or nothing that stood out to the point of, oh, wow. Can you give one?
I mean, not to get too personal, but there was an attempt before that we luckily stopped. But then it was after that I had him move in with me, become my roommate. And then I thought that was going to be doing it. We were doing good, but just a lot of demons.
Didn't mean to open that one up.
No, but a lot of demons I couldn't see.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you talk about, sure, a telltale sign is they've tried it before, but some people think that if they talk about suicide, they're putting it in their head. That's been in there long before you brought it up. You know what I mean? It's okay to talk about it, is my point. You know, now you've got some other remedies that you're lobbying for. And I hope this goes through. I do. I think we've been trying this. We're not making a lot of success. We're not making enough success, I should say. So maybe this is the answer. So, yeah, anything we can do, you let us know.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Eric Jansen, United States Marine Corps. Thank you so much. Balanced Veterans Network. Check them out. We'll be back right after this.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zommers. And Headlines of the Day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The 2025 draft is a few short weeks away. Experience it up close and personal with the help of Simple Life Hospitality. Homes are now available for booking, and locations are renting fast. Choose from homes to fit every budget and create unforgettable memories during this once-in-a-lifetime event. Enjoy exceptional concierge services while you visit the Cathedral of Stadiums. And don't forget, Simple Life Hospitality gift certificates make the perfect surprise. Book now at SimpleLifeRentals.com and make your draft experience unforgettable.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump meets today with the King of Jordan one day after he threatened to halt aid to Jordan if it did not agree to his Gaza rebuilding plan. Closer to home, the president's clash with the judicial branch is escalating, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
For the first time in his second term, a federal judge finding his administration violated an order to fully lift its freeze on federal funding, calling the pause likely unconstitutional and adding that it continues to cause irreparable harm to a vast portion of this country. But the Trump administration pressing forward with their plans to shrink the size of the federal government.
Pope Francis, in a letter to bishops of the United States, did not mention the president by name, but said the administration's mass deportation plan will, quote, end badly. Vice President J.D. Vance, on his first foreign trip in office at an AI summit in Paris, criticized excessive AI regulation, saying it would hamper the technology. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale.